I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I have got, my goodness, what a show for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Zach Voorhees, my good friend, the Google leak guy, is going to be with us. So Google, the CIA, and Pfizer had a meeting over the weekend. And what could go wrong? Yeah. We'll talk about that coming up with Zach Voorhees and more about Google. I don't know if you've noticed, I went to DuckDuckGo and all of a sudden that started getting kind of squirrely, and now I'm on something called Ecclesia. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. But I don't know if you've noticed this or not. But you know, you search for something, and it tells you what it wants you to search for. It doesn't matter what you type in, you're going to get what they want. It's crazy stuff. We'll talk with Zach about that. Top of the next hour, Trevor Loudon is with us. Enemies Within the Church. If you haven't seen it, boy, you need to see it. We'll talk about it. Marxism has taken over the church. Not the message of the gospel. Not anymore. We'll talk about that coming up, top of the next hour. Bottom of the hour, Matt Long and I are going to have a conversation from the Matt Long Show. We always join the Texas Hill Country on Tuesdays in our second segment. And we'll talk a little bit about the federal strings that are attached now to lunch money given to kids. And if you haven't seen The Mind Polluters, which talks about the influence of Kinsey, who abused small babies and called it research, and then forced that into the school, and now he's embraced in all of his stuff that he did to kids. Well, they want to do it to your kids. So if you haven't seen it, you need to check that out. Also, What is a Woman? Which is Matt Walsh's new documentary as well. Folks, I'm just, and yeah, what they're doing to our children is criminal. What they're doing to us is criminal. My next guest has been exposing the criminality of what they are doing to us. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program Dr. Naomi Wolf. Dr. Wolf, welcome. Good to have you.
It's good to be speaking with you, and please call me Naomi.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you, Naomi, for that. I appreciate it. Sure. Well, so Naomi, let me begin a little bit with the journey, because you are under tremendous attack, and people have tried to smear you, and a lot of that kind of stuff has gone on because you've made a bit of a journey, and you're telling a truth of what is going on, what you're seeing, what you're finding, what the evidence is proving, but it doesn't necessarily align with what the left thinks you need to be saying. How has that journey come about, if you don't mind my asking?
Yeah, no, great question. So I feel like I haven't changed, but the world has changed. So I'll tell you what I mean. Sure. You know, I've been writing about the threats to our Constitution and our liberties since 2008 during the Bush era, when I wrote a book called The End of America. And I pointed out that tyrants, whether they're on the left or the right, they always do the same 10 things. It's a map to tyranny. And I warned that step 10 is losing the rule of law and the enforcement of emergency law. So I've been sounding that warning to every administration, you know, left or right. It just so happens that during the pandemic, I realized, you know, even after President Biden was elected, which, you know, I did vote for him, I'm now sad to say, but I realized, it doesn't mean we're out of the woods, but I realized that that I was seeing step 10, that I was seeing a bid in which bad actors ranging from our...
Naomi, I lost you. Are you there?
But also including transnational nonprofits like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and big tech companies, they were exploiting the pandemic to really make war against the human race, and specifically against the West, and even more specifically against America and against our children. So you could say, you know, I certainly have been deplatformed and smeared and attacked since I began warning about this a year ago, especially, and everything I want has come. So especially, I don't see it as a left-right thing. It happens right now that the administration doing the bad things is you know, on the left in America, but in Canada it's a liberal. In Britain it's a conservative. In Australia it was a conservative administration. These are global scripts. The lockdowns, the masking, the mRNA injections, these are global scripts, and it's a global war on humanity. And it's important to realize that.
It is, isn't it? It's so critically important that we understand that, you know, I mean, I live in Texas, And and I can tell you, as a grassroots person here in Texas, we recognize who the Bushes are and where their loyalties lie. And it's definitely not to the American people. They don't, you know, they don't align with us. They have a whole nother agenda that they are pushing. And I, you know, I'm glad that, you know, George P. Bush and the Bush dynasty are not going to be sitting somewhere, you know, attempting at least from a government position to destroy our lives. Sadly, that's not going to end what they do, but, you know, at least it's going to retard it to some degree. So let's get into the meat of what it is that you found. You're I got a lot of background noise coming through from you, Naomi.
I'm sorry. Let me fix that.
Okay.
Yep. How's that?
Oh, that's much better. Blessings. That's fantastic. Thank you. So I just, no, it's okay. It's just that what you're about to share with us, I know, is so critically important, and my audience has to hear it. And I just don't want anything to interfere with it at all.
Sure.
Because it's just so critical. There have been 55,000 pages released now. I believe we're in our fourth month. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So talk to me about some of the things that are on there. And folks, I want you to keep in mind that, you know, I was looking up vehicle recalls, right? You know, GM did a recall just recently, okay, because their SUV's headlights were too bright. Mm-hmm. I want you to just put this in context. GM did a recall of 740,000 SUVs in March of 2022 because the headlights were too bright. Now, keeping that in context, Naomi, and I want to say Dr. Wolf, because I want people to understand who you are, that you're not just some gal that just kind of, you know, and not to say that that's not a good thing, but you have years of medical experience behind what you're saying that gives you a level of authority that I don't have. I mean, I was a private investigator, and I've owned some businesses, and I'm a pastor. But I don't have your medical healthcare background to be able to look at this.
So thank you so much. Let me jump in and say, actually, my doctorate is in English literature.
Oh.
So I am not a doctor. Okay. That's okay. Thank you for erring on the side of giving me too many credentials. However, the people who are, you are right to call attention to how credentialed medically the people who are in my team reading these documents are.
Yeah.
So you're exactly right. 55,000 documents, internal Pfizer documents, were released under court order. And these are documents that the FDA asked the court to keep hidden for 75 years till we were long gone. And now I know why the FDA wanted to do that, because these documents are an evidence of the greatest crime really committed against humanity. And I say that as the granddaughter of someone who lost 9 brothers and sisters in the Holocaust, right? I mean, the scale of this is bigger than the Holocaust. The scale of the intention to harm humanity is bigger. And not to diminish the Holocaust. It's just, this is millions and
right.
were subjected,
tens,
are subjected.
Yeah, hundreds of millions, or 100 million probably, that have been injected at least.
Yes, is a product in which
you're cutting in and out a little bit, Naomi. You're cutting in and out just a little bit. Go ahead. Are you still with me?
I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, go ahead. I heard you then. Go right ahead.
I'm sorry. It may be spotty because I'm en route, so it's...
We'll bear with you. Yeah, we'll try to bear with you as we're getting through this. So Naomi Wolf is our guest, and we're talking about the 55,000 documents from Pfizer and FDA, And these documents actually are evidence of what is being done to us as Americans, and what's high, and what is happening to us, folks. This is what they're doing. So give me some numbers, if you would. Right. Where in their internal numbers of, you know, deaths and injury and,
sure,
and ages and, you know, what their expectation was and what they know they saw.
What they know.
I lost you again. I'm not able to hear you. Hello. I'm so sorry, folks. I apologize. Apparently, we've got a connection issue with regards to Dr. Wolf, and I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get this done. I was very much hoping she'd be able to tell us the numbers. I have not looked through all of this.
Belonging to two.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to a voicemail now. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. That's chosengenerationradio.com. And we will be back with the good doctor coming up. She is a doctor of literature, not a medical doctor. You've heard medical doctors, by the way, here talking about the effects of this. Dr. Brian Hooker, who is with the Children's Defense Fund, Children's Health Defense, and an expert in this field, okay? You have heard Dr. Judy Mikovits. You have heard Dr. Peter Bregan on this program. You have heard Dr. Brian Artis on this program. You have heard Thomas Renz on this program. Back with more after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and I'm back with Naomi. And she is with us here. She is traveling today, so she's having a little bit of connection. So what we are so pleased to have Naomi with us. And I want to let me ask you this real quick, Naomi. I your most recent post on your blog, and by the way, I signed up and paid $70 for the year.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So my question though is it okay? Do I have your permission to share that post with my mail list?
It's urgent for you to share it. Most recent post, I know the one you mean.
Yes.
We were talking during the break of this rash of, you know, harms that the Pfizer documents reveal, and this is, as a mother and a stepmother, I would say the worst one. And since the mainstream media is silent on it, it's going to take, you know, the Orthodox Jewish community and the Christian community and, you know, grassroots activists to get the word out. The bottom line is there's a baby die-off, that these mRNA injections harm reproduction and lactation, and they're killing babies.
Yeah.
It would appear from the Pfizer documents. You know, I mentioned to you that there were 43,000 adverse events in 3 months in the internal documents. There were 1,200.
I'm losing you again.
They were injected. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now.
Gotcha. So what people really need to know is that these injections.
Okay. There we go.
Of 36 women who were pregnant, 28 of them lost their babies. Of 36 women who got pregnant after having been vaccinated, 28 of them lost their babies. I hope you can hear me.
Yeah.
In Scotland, they have had double the number of deaths of babies, neonatal deaths, than their baseline, and it is in 2021, a highly vaccinated country. In Canada, their average for a 3-month period, 6 province in Canada. In Israel, highly vaccinated country, which is groceries or teeny abortions, miscarriages, and their babies are above that of unvaccinated.
All right, so I'm going to jump in here. There is a Dr. James Thorpe has been our guest here on Chosen Generation Radio. And actually, I need to reach out to him again. But he has written a letter, and that letter is to ABOG, which is, hang on one second. Let me see. There, ABOG, it's not telling me. I thought it was going to say right off here. But Dr. George Wendell runs ABOG. He writes, as you know, I've previously expressed my concerns now shared by a number of my colleagues regarding, one, the safety of the COVID experiment, mRNA and DNA gene therapy injections in pregnancy, ABOG's disconcerting September 2021 statement regarding dissemination of COVID-19 misinformation, which has blatantly threatened constituents with revocation of their medical license for providing misinformation about COVID-19 vaccine. As a 40-plus year member in good standing with ABOG, an organization I've always held in high esteem, I can genuinely say that the intimidating nature of ABOG's September 2021 statement regarding dissemination of COVID-19 misinformation is heretofore unprecedented. Couched in bullying language, the statement begs critically important questions for both constituents and patients alike. These questions are intrinsic to a physician's ability to treat patients free from conflict of interest over fear of reprisal from ABOG. And so what Dr. Thorpe identifies, and this is the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology. This is the board that licensed these doctors. And horrifically, they are being warned that if they say anything about what's happening to pregnant women. Hi, I'm with you. Yes, I don't know if you're familiar, Naomi, with Dr. James Thorpe. Are you familiar with Dr. Thorpe?
Yes, we've been in touch with him, and he's reviewed the work of the War Room Daily volunteers and said it's really, really important. And he also has said that people are losing their babies. There's a baby die-off.
And I've got his letter that he wrote to ABOG that I've published on my website at chosengenerationradio.com, and I'll republish it again. I'm sorry we've run out of time this time around. Naomi, I really want to get you back on. Folks, I have published Naomi's article at chosengenerationradio.com in the blog section. There is a link in that section to go to her Substack where you can sign up and you can help support what she's doing, and you can stay informed with what she's doing as well. And I encourage you to do that. Naomi, God bless you. Safest of travels today, and I look forward to when we meet again. God bless you, and God bless your travels.
Thank you, and please do have me back.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all My Pillow products.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program as well, from Hill Country Patriot Radio, Matt Long and The Matt Long Show. Welcome to Chosen Generation Radio and our network of stations. And live TV as well on TECNTV.com. Great to have you, Matt. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. Love our Tuesday shows. What are we talking about today, Pastor Greg?
Well, we are talking about, you know, and it's so cool because it's so in theme. I just had Naomi Wolf on, and we were talking about, you know, the vaccines and what they're doing to us and some of the statistics that they knew, 1,200 deaths. I mean, look, you know, you've got, very quickly, I don't want to get too far off track, but GM just recalled 740,000 SUVs in March of 2022. 740,000 SUVs recalled because the headlights were too bright, and that was possibly going to be dangerous to somebody in oncoming traffic, which I commend them for, by the way. We have 1,200 known deaths. Pfizer, the FDA, documents that were released. In those documents, it says 1,200 people died, four of them on the literally the day they got the injection, 42,000 adverse effects. It lodges in the liver, in women, in the ovaries. They knew that at 100 micrograms, the Moderna dose was too high, but they didn't change it. They changed it in their study, but they didn't change it when they released it. Oh, thousands of cardio, stroke, hemorrhaging, and neurological reported injuries. They have all this information. Bright headlights and GM pulls SUVs, people dying, and the federal government and the manufacturers get immunity and force us to take the vaccine. This looks to me like premeditated murder. All right.
Go ahead.
No, you please go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't want to bogart.
No, it's, I just, we got a recall on my truck. I have a truck. It's about a year and a half old. And, there's some kind of little clip back in the, and it's one of those, it's not a double cab. It's one of those that has the little tiny seat in the back for dwarfs or children under three. And, but there is some little loop back there that was not attached correctly. I have to take my truck in because of that little loop, and it has to do with child restraints. I ain't going to ever put a baby back there, all right? And so we look at this. The other thing that bothers me is every time you see a commercial on TV for any kind of drug, they have to pay for an extra 30 seconds to tell you about all just the little tiny things that might happen. when I was over the many years that I have tried to quit smoking, and I do not smoke cigarettes anymore. And but the battle to quit that, there was one time there was this drug that came out. There was a drug, and they said, you know, if you'll take this drug, it'll help you quit smoking. And a lot of people were using it. And then the doctor said, but, you know, you need to watch out because it has a tendency to make you suicidal. And I just looked at the doctor. I said, every time I quit smoking, I am suicidal. And you want to give me a pill that'll enhance that? We didn't get any warnings. We didn't get anything. We didn't get any notices on any of these shots. Nothing.
Well, and you were supposed to get informed consent. They were supposed to give you informed consent. And here's listen to this. In some instances, they gave informed consent, but they never informed you about any of this. They never told you that 12,000 people died. They never told you they had 42,000 adverse effects in the first 2 months. They never told you that 100 micrograms was too high of a dose and they probably should reduce it, and you definitely shouldn't get the booster. They didn't tell you that thousands and thousands and thousands of people had cardio issues and strokes and hemorrhaging and neurological problems. They didn't tell you any of that.
Yep. And they're still pushing for that shot. So, Pastor Greg, I told all my listeners we were going to talk about school, about
we
free
are.
Lunches.
We
today.
Are. Yes. Yes. Well, let me build the bridge. Let me build the bridge because there is a bridge here to build. Let me build the bridge.
All right.
Folks, those are federal mandates telling people they must be injected. Our military is being told they must be injected. 32, many of you may have seen the Top Gun movie. I hear it's fantastic. My kids all went and saw it. I'm hoping to get a chance to go see it one of these days. But 32 Top Gun pilots were booted out of the military for putting in a religious exemption because they said, look, we believe that some of this has been tested on aborted fetuses and what have you, and that's against our belief system. We're not going to participate. We don't want it. They booted them out of the system. $357, I think it's billion dollars in training with a B, and they booted them out. 357 pilots in total have been removed.
Mm. Yeah. 4, that's a lot of money down the drain because some. Yep.
Well, and then at the United States Air Force Academy, they are mandating it, and they kicked out 13 cadets, three of whom are seniors who now have to repay $165,000 in tuition.
Mm.
And so here's the connection. Yeah. We're talking about federal mandates.
Go ahead.
The federal mandate here is if you take federal money for the lunch program for kids, these are the folks that, we care about the children. We care about the children. We do. We really do. We really care. They're our kids, you know. They belong to us. We let you rent them and we let you take them home for sleeping purposes, but they belong to us. But we're going to starve them if we can't inject them with drugs that change their sex. If we're not allowed to inject them with drugs that change their sex, if we're not allowed to tell them that just because they have something dangling between their legs, it doesn't mean that they are that particular sexual orientation.
Gender's sick.
Right.
Yep.
We're gonna let them imagine what they want to be. And oh, and by the way, this month we have a special Main Street America. If you'll just come to Main Street America, we'll be on the floats, all naked and nude, shoving our throbbing members into each other's cabooses while we have a little boy out in front dressed like a girl that's going to be, you know, leading the parade. Would you come and join us and bring your children so we can put our throbbing members in them too? And if you don't, you're not going to be able to feed your kids. If you don't do it, if you don't go along with it, if you say anything against it, we're going to cut your funding and we're going to starve the poor children.
Starve the poor children. You know, I think Texas could easily take care of providing a discounted or free lunches for those that are truly in need. In fact, I believe, as little faith as I have in the Texas legislature, I actually believe that if our federal funding was cut off for our schools in Texas, that I do believe that our Texas legislature would probably come up with a program that would replace it. My hope would be it would be a little bit tighter than what the feds are doing. My hope that it would not be free lunch for everyone. But it would be something that would really be appropriate.
This is the same legislature that wouldn't let Jeff Younger have a voice on the floor about his son being chemically castrated. This is the same. You're talking about the same governor, the governor that wouldn't take a meeting with him and actually killed the bill that would have stopped the inhumane castration of 4 and 5 and 6 year olds in Texas. You mean that governor, the one that wouldn't stop the gender transition program?
You're blowing my little bit of faith I have left.
he's somehow going to have a change of. Well, you know what? He is one of the leaders in Rhino Cover. He is a strong proponent of Rhino Cover, and so it's altogether possible because we are in the election season. That one of the pages of his Rhino Cover will be to put forth something along that line. Of course, it'll never see the light of day. It'll never be actually signed into law. It'll never become anything enforceable. But they'll make it look like they're really working very hard at it so that way we'll buy their BS. Okay, well, Matt, that was fun. That was enjoyable. Just remember that. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to watch Enemies Within the Church so you can really find out how bad the church really is and why they're not doing anything about any of this, because they're going along with it, including Al Mohler, who apologizes for saying anything against homosexuality.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamins, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me.
It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hey, folks, listen, it is so, I cannot stress to you enough how important it is that you go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And please do two things for me. Sign up for the email. We have changed our format. We are getting more information out to those that are on our list than ever before. You really need to get signed up. Let me give you an example of some of the information that has gone out. Just today, U.S. voting machines vulnerable after all. 1,287,595 injuries reported after COVID shots. Vaccine injury compensation programs are overwhelmed. CDC is preparing bogus narrative to push smallpox vaccines, mask mandates, and in reaction to the quote-unquote monkeypox spread. We've talked about that here on the program. Leah Thomas shows it always was always about the transgender priority and not equality. Suspicious Technology Group is spending $80 million improving election operations across America. Four really big names that are warning that major economic disaster is ahead. Taxation is the wrong way to battle inflation. Turkish child marriage religious document sparks anger. Austrian MP Gerald Hauser, WHO is abolishing our democracy. And the Pope announces a pro-LGBT Brazilian bishop will be elected to cardinal. And here's some things that I just put out for you. COVID-19 shot injuring pregnant women. This is a letter to the Board of the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology by Dr. James Thorpe. You need to check that out. And from the first hour of our program today, our very first guest, which was Naomi Wolf, her letter, Dear Friends, Sorry to Announce a Genocide, by Dr. Naomi Wolf. You need to read this. You need to share these pieces of information with your friends. Forward these emails to every list that you are on, but you'll only get them if you're signed up at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Sign up today for the email. Sign up today for the email. That's number one. Number two, we need your help. I need your support. I know there are a lot of asks right now. I know there are a lot of political asks right now. I know that we have our attention on midterms. I know that there is a hurting world that is out there. I respect that and I understand that. But I know what God's called me to do. And I hear people say, well, if God called you to do it, then God will supply the need. Well, folks, Paul's needs were supplied by the people who received from his ministry. If you listen to our program and you follow me and you're getting information that we're sharing with you, and I hope that you are, would you please consider helping me to be able to continue to be sent out to those that are not hearing? would you consider making a small donation? All we're asking for is $10 a month. I'm confident that if everyone that is hearing my voice right now would give $10 a month, and you can do it via PayPal at paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg. You can do it by sending a check to Faith Harvest Church. That's Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003. You're going to help. Not only are you going to help us to continue to do the radio program as far as, you know, on the networks and get the word out that way, but you're also going to help us in our efforts to support the ministry that we're doing in India as well. Folks, they believe that, and this is crunch time. The enemy knows that people have awakened. The pandemic or the plandemic backfired, because people were able to get in and sit down, and they didn't have anywhere to go. They couldn't go to work. They locked them out of their work. They locked them out of their jobs. They locked the kids out of their schools, and they thought, good, now we got them isolated. This will be good. We get them locked down. Except that they sent the books home with the kids so that the kids would have the schoolwork to do. And when the parents started looking at the assignments and looking what their children were being taught and going through these books, they were like, wait a minute, what? Because everything that we have been trying to tell them about the impacts of secular humanism, the Islamic agenda, and the LGBTQ agenda, every bit of that is woven into the documents and the books and the materials that the kids were being given. And so the parents went from being woke and uninformed to being awake and informed. That's the transition. That's what happened. I love you. I appreciate and love you. I love that you are saying these are not your kids, O public education system, O government. They don't belong to you. We birthed them. Our love created them. God made them. And you need to stop telling your lies. We've caught you. Quit telling my kids they hate one another. Quit telling my kid that he's an oppressor and a colonist and he is oppressing his best friend. Quit telling my kid that he's a victim, that he's oppressed, that the color of skin, oh, you better watch out for that one because they instinctively hate him. When that's his buddy that he hangs out with, and they are best friends, and they go everywhere together, and our families have barbecues together, and we hang out, and we vacation together, and we go to church together, and we love one another. Quit telling us that we hate each other. Quit trying to divide us, and quit trying to tell my son that he's a girl. Quit trying to pervert my child. Quit trying to groom my kid. Quit eyeing my child and having your wild, crazy sex fantasies about my kid. He belongs to me.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The products available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use are a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.